from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's great to be with you on this Monday morning, off and rolling, start of another week. And wonderful to be with you. Of course, not so much after the Phils. A flat weekend, to say the least, against those Oakland A's. But a tremendous first half of the season for the Phils. So a little bit on the weekend, a little bit on the first half, obviously. Phils 62-34 at the end of the first half. 8.5 games up on the Atlanta Braves. We'll get into that whole reality. Plus the Eagles, speaking of 8 days to training camp. 8 days to the Eagles reporting to training camp on a season with high expectations, question marks. Enthusiasm obviously in the air, but so too is, you know, some degree of consternation. Look, we'll get into the birds and we'll start cranking it up more and more as they are just 1 week and 1 day from the start of a very important season. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. We'll do some on the Sixers and more. Great to be with everyone. And again, Richie Rich back with us today. Rich.
Joe.
Hello, sir.
Good to see you.
You too, buddy.
Ancient Egyptians shaved their eyebrows when their cats died.
No, that's a weird one.
Yeah, and that began a mourning process that did not end until the eyebrows were completely grown back.
Do you think this is where the theory, which I subscribe to, that people with cats are weird, do you think this is where it started? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're shaving their eyebrows because the cat died? I gotta tell you.
I don't think.
Because they are a little strange.
Wow, this you're taking it to the next
level.
Yeah,
I'm taking it there. I'm taking it there. Sorry to all the cat owners.
Prodding.
Just saying, this is what I think. All right, so let's get to it here today. We'll go Eagles soon, but let's start Phils. They lose 2 of 3 over the weekend. Now, look, it was pretty ugly baseball, obviously yesterday in particular. Here's the deal. Not a big deal. All right? Not a big deal. It is a perfect case study in an injury impacting a game and impacting a series. The bottom line is, if Zach Wheeler is healthy to pitch in that game yesterday, the Phillies in all likelihood win the game, and you win 2 of 3.
Oh, it looks very different with Zach Wheeler on the mound as compared to a bullpen game where Michael Mercado is sort of figured out.
What'd you take away from the weekend? I mean, to me, that was it wasn't a weekend with much. I mean, obviously, a nice thing on Saturday with the, you know, the Philly kid out there. That was good. Tyler Phillips.
Phillips was that was a revelation. And that's cool. That's great to see that he was able to handle that. Pressure also.
Yep.
But no, I felt like that was the classic everyone just wants to get the heck out of Dodge game. And the bullpen game, Mercado finally fell to earth. And that's to be expected once teams see you enough. And I guess this was like his, fourth appearance or something. It just made our pitching staff as a whole sort of limped into this all-star break which isn't great.
Not great.
But, you know, I don't expect that Ranger with the back spasms taking the All-Star game off. I don't expect, you know, I think that that's going to have some positive returns after the All-Star break. I know that there, you know, so I know that there are some answers to what ails us.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, as a whole, I feel great about having the best record in all of baseball.
Yeah, that's something.
Let's not forget that.
I agree, John.
This team is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this sheer dominance on a regular basis. Like, Trey Turner's batting like 350, by the way.
I do wish his defense was, I wish his defense was better.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
but I love watching this guy play offense. I love watching this guy run. I love everything he does. If he gets enough at-bats, it's unbelievable some of the records he's going to set this year in terms of just efficiency numbers. I enjoy watching this assemblage of personalities, and it's really starting to take shape more.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, man, losing to a bad team right prior to this All-Star game is going to bring me down. I'm looking forward to seeing what Alec Bohm can do in a home run derby of all spots.
Yep.
That's weird. I'm intrigued by that.
Well, look, we'll take your thoughts. And, John, I agree with you on just about all of it, if not all of it. I mean, look, we'll take everyone's thoughts on the weekend that was for the Phils. Obviously a downer, but big picture is far from down, as the Phillies had a spectacular first half of the season. Again, now it's 62 and 34.
The greatest I've ever seen. I mean, this is like,
I get it.
Dominant, in your face, I'm going to rock your world, folks.
Yeah.
We have that team.
Well,
we have the team that every other fan in baseball wishes they were.
Well, here's the other thing I'll say. It's a moment to take stock, and I think a lot of people will over the next 36, 40-something hours as the Phils take center stage with the All-Star game. I mean, you know, the Phillies have almost a third of their team made the All-Star game. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, so all of that on the line today. You can weigh in on it, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles also, because, again, now it's just 8 days to training camp. You know, there's something that is a storyline to me that has flown way under the radar with the Eagles. And it kind of annoys me, to be honest with you. And I want to kind of get into this today, because it's not like we haven't discussed it, but I feel like it's almost been a little disrespectful the way a certain topic has been framed lately. And that is the fact that the Eagles are going to go try to win a Super Bowl this year and compete in a big way, you know, have a great year and 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins, 13. We'll say that's the idea. And they're going to be doing it without Jason Kelce. And too often I hear from people, oh, well, no Kelce, like no real problem. You just slide Cam Jurgens in there. Like, that's what I feel like, John, you frequently say. And I got to tell
because
you.
Because that's what you do,
but it irritates
when you
me.
Play professional sports.
That's what you do, but it doesn't mean it'll work. And it doesn't mean it'll work. I mean,
oh,
we're talking
gosh.
About the loss
You're
of
right.
a Hall
it
of Famer.
It might not work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It might not work. Okay. The guy that I thought might be the greatest athlete in the history of Philadelphia. Like, once upon a time when we did a poll on our show.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, he is that great. Jason Kelce
and
is
you're acting
so
like,
great.
And you're acting like the next guy's like, come on down, no problem. Dude, just do your
I'm
job.
I'm acting like the next guy was handpicked by the great all-pro Jason Kelce. Every year, the center that everyone wishes they had, he handpicked Cam Jurgens. He went and watched film to make this more than just like this is his family. Like this team means so much to Jason and the Eagles that they included him.
No, that was cool. And I get it. And he had two. And listen, Jurgens had
two years
under Kelce, and that's good.
2 years under Kelce.
Yeah.
A year playing while the bullets were flying right next to Jason Kelce. And by the way, last season, I can remember heading into it. Oh, woe is us. Woe are the Eagles. Cam Jurgens is just too darn small.
I remember.
Too darn small. Yep. Oh, he's not going to be able to handle it out there. Well, he handled it. He did a great job last season. He was solid. He's an offensive lineman, so it is hard to convey. How do you know exactly that he did well? Well, he had no penalties the entire season, and he allowed no sacks the entire season. That's pretty good
for a guy
who's out there for the first time playing a position that's not even his natural position. But last season gave him a chance to play with the bullets flying next to the man, next to
no,
Jason.
No, I get John. I get
that is invaluable
no, it
experience.
Helps. It does, but I also
he's going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We're going to be better than fine. This offensive line, yes, he's got work to do. He and Jalen have a lot of work to do this offseason because they have to figure out how they're going to communicate this entire offense.
Well, that's important.
Without Jason Kelce there making the calls, declaring the mic, setting the protection, someone has to do that on the field. And it's the quarterback or it's the center or it's a little of both. They have a whole new chapter in their football lives where they're now a lot more vocal.
Yeah.
They're communicating even more than they ever did.
Well, look, we'll take your thoughts at 215-592-9494. I'm curious on a few fronts. First off, are you of the mindset like John is, just slide Jurgens in, not really that big a deal? I mean, maybe you are. I mean, Jurgens has had an impressive start to his career. It's cool that Kelce was involved in, I don't want to call it the recruiting process, but the selecting process of Cam Jurgens 2 years ago in the second round. Like that,
and he'll likely still be around to be a shoulder to
answer
questions, shoulder to lean on. Hey, you know, some tips and pointers, that sort of thing. Hey, Cam, this week when you're up against the whoever, keep your eyes peeled for this. They're going to be running this on that, you know, coverage-wise. Keep an eye on this rotation because it's going to affect the protection.
Jen, here's my thing, though. I think I look at this more from a 30,000-foot view. At least I try to. Like, I and we have grown accustomed to the Eagles' offensive line being phenomenal. I mean, other than 2020 when things got a little shaky, and you know my thought was that was more on Carson than the line. But obviously the line had taken a step back. There were some injuries that year. There was that one game with that Jamon Brown guy, whatever that guy was, and he was like a human turnstile. Other than that year, you know, the Eagles have had a phenomenal line for about a decade. Now, they also had a phenomenal line, John, back in your era, obviously primarily because of Trey Thomas and John Runyon as the tackles and certainly contributions from Sean Andrews, and you go back to Jermaine Mayberry. I mean, there have been some
John Wellborn and Mayberry were great yards.
No, they were great. I mean, there's no doubt. And that was an era, of course, when you'd probably say the weakest part of the Eagles' line was the center. No disrespect meant to Hank Fraley or any of those centers back then.
Mayberry.
Jamal
Jackson was a good center.
He was good.
Hank Fraley was a good center. But what we're saying was the rest of those guys around him,
John Runyon is
going to the Pro Bowl.
That's my point.
Everyone knows his name.
And that's the thing about this last 10 years. Similar, although position's a little different. But Kelce, stud, Hall of Famer. Lane, stud, probably a Hall of Famer. Other guys, lesser so, but, you know, contributors for sure. Mulata and, you know, Dickerson. I just think that, you know, we've gotten really used to the Eagles being rock solid on the offensive line. And as I look toward this upcoming season, I will just tell you, it concerns me that Jason Kelce is no longer an Eagle, and it perplexes me. And I'm curious if you agree or not with this, and there's a whole host of it. Reasons, you know, just basic run blocking, basic pass blocking, as John's talking about, communication with the quarterback, and then the blitz pickup, and all that sort of stuff. It perplexes me that it hasn't been a bigger storyline, that it is an issue that Jason Kelce retired. I mean, I know it's great to just say hand the baton to the next guy, and that's what you do, but I don't expect the next guy in this case. I mean, let me put it this way, guys. Jason Kelce was still awesome. This isn't a situation like most Hall of Fame athletes, like when they reach the end of their career, there's been a dramatic tail off. I didn't see that with Kelce. I don't think any of us saw that. So the idea of, like, let's go win a Super Bowl and, like, no Kelce, and, no big deal. I honestly find that really bizarre. We'll see where you stand at 215-592-9494. Do you think we as a fan base have overlooked the impact of Kelce's retirement as it relates to this team trying to go win a championship? Look, they got high odds to go win it. I mean, they got a shot, no doubt, and they got a lot of great parts around the team, and that's awesome, right? This team's got a lot of personnel, particularly on offense. But do you think the loss of Kelce has been a little minimized for whatever reason as we get closer and closer to training camp? 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on that? Also, the Phils. We'll get to that reality and more from the weekend. Are you frustrated by the weekend they put out there? Or, in your opinion, just not that really of a big deal? What a job by the Phils in the first half. All of it and more. Your thoughts. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's not WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.